Lecture 8, Body, Attending to Our Physical Natures.
In an earlier lecture, I introduced the fundamental technique of attending to the breath to cultivate mindfulness. This simple exercise constitutes the basic practice of sitting meditation. But as I indicated then, mindfulness of the breath is not the only form of meditation in the mindfulness tradition. Today, I'll introduce another kind of practice that builds upon the basics we've discussed earlier. This technique is known as a body scan. Because this technique uses some of the same skills we discussed earlier, it can serve as a way to augment and support meditation that is focused on breathing. Some instructors, in fact, use the body scan as the foundational practice for teaching mindfulness. I invite you to become proficient with both techniques. You may find that you prefer one to the other, or you might discover them equally helpful in fostering moment-to-moment awareness. Our practice of attending to the breath is based on our capacity to direct attention to whatever dimension of our experience we choose. As we begin the breathing practice, our intention is to focus awareness on the breath. Initially, we're able to concentrate on breathing for only a brief while before the mind starts to wander and drift into thought or attend to a sensation. Our goal is to become aware of the mind's waywardness and gently escort attention back to the breath. As we continue to practice this technique, we become more adept at being attentive to our experience and directing our awareness to the aspects of experience that we choose. In so doing, we gain greater control of our attention, and our mind begins to give up its nomadic ways. In the body scan, we'll take this same skill of directing attention and use it to focus our awareness on various aspects of the body. You might liken this process to the way we can shine a flashlight, or torch as we say in my household, to help illumine an object in the dark. The light brings the object of our choosing into relief, while what surrounds it remains darkened. If we wish, we can move the light to other areas to bring them into view. This is the way focused attention operates. Using this operation on the body gives us the opportunity to build up the skill of concentration. In the body scan, we systematically survey the body using focused attention. Yet the practice does more than simply strengthen our concentrative abilities. It also helps acquaint us with our own bodies. Just as we are strangers to the operation of our own minds, we're often strangers to the physical entities that we are. The body scan fosters awareness of our bodies by allowing us to feel its sensations part by part. In later discussions, we'll see how directing awareness to different parts of the body helps us to cope with pain and the body's mortality. The body scan also has the great benefit of promoting relaxation, perhaps even to a greater extent than sitting meditation. In fact, you can become so relaxed using this technique that you may fall asleep. If that occurs, it's fine. Most Westerners are terribly sleep deprived, and a bit of extra sleep will probably do you some good. However, to gain the greatest benefit from this exercise, you should be well rested before you begin, since the chief purpose of this practice is strengthening awareness. Like meditation on breathing, the body scan can be practiced alone without any assistance from another. But to learn this particular form of meditation, it is especially helpful to be guided through it step by step. Once you've been led through a body scan, you can conduct it on your own at any time. Or you may find it beneficial to be guided through the process each time you practice it. One of the great advantages of having these recorded lectures is the opportunity to play them over and over. You might find that you'd like to listen to my instructions each time you practice the body scan. Now, for the remainder of this session, I will lead you through an entire body scan meditation. I invite you to participate if you can. You'll need to allocate about 20 minutes for this exercise and have access to a quiet place free from distractions and interruptions. The place you use for sitting meditation will work fine. The body scan can be practiced in either a sitting or lying position, and I recommend that you try both postures at some point to see which best suits you. For our introduction to this exercise, however, we will use the lying position, since many people find this posture easier to use. If you're a practitioner of Hatha Yoga, you may recognize the position we'll take as Shavasana, the corpse pose. And if you're not a yogi or yogini, don't be alarmed by the name. Remember that in many traditions, rebirth is always preceded by death. Before we begin, you'll need to be wearing comfortable, loose-fitting clothes, as for sitting meditation. You'll also need some sort of padding to provide a little cushioning if you'll be lying on the bare floor. A yoga mat or a folded blanket or quilt would work well. If your floor is carpeted, you may not require additional cushioning. You can even use a sofa or the bed, but these may actually be too comfortable and may induce sleep. As I said, sleep is fine, but the real benefits from this practice are gained by staying alert. A lightly padded but firm surface is best. If you have back problems, you may want to place a pillow or rolled up blanket under your knees to relieve some of the stress on your back muscles. You might also want to use a thin pillow to cushion your head. If you need to make preparations, you can turn off your media player at this point and turn it back on when you're ready. When you're prepared, lie down on your back in a supine position and follow my instructions. If you want to relieve some of the tension in your back, place a pillow or rolled blanket under your knees to elevate them slightly. Close your eyes. Now allow your shoulders, middle back, lower back, and hips to settle into the surface on which you're lying. Try to move your shoulder blades together slightly to allow your arm sockets to move towards the ground. Gently coax your shoulders towards your feet. Allow your hands to be open, palms up. Let your feet fall open, away from each other. Allow your head to feel heavy against the ground. Take a few deep breaths and become attentive to the inhalation and exhalation as the breath returns to its natural rhythm. Focus your attention on the sensation of breathing at the nostrils or with the rising and falling of the abdomen. If your mind begins to drift and dwell on thoughts or sounds, lightly return it to this sensation. Concentrate your efforts on being fully present to your experience. With each exhalation, feel your body becoming heavier and more relaxed. Now direct your attention to your feet. Let go of any tension you may feel, and allow your feet to relax as you breathe out. Pay attention to your legs. Release any tension you may feel in this area of your body, and let your legs relax as you breathe out. Be aware of your arms and hands. If you feel any tension, let it go, and allow your arms and hands to relax as you breathe out. Direct your awareness to your abdomen, chest, and back. Let go of any tension you may feel, and relax this area as you breathe out. Bring your attention to your neck, shoulders, and head. Allow any tightness you may feel to dissolve. Relax these parts of your body as you breathe out. Now that you've settled into position, allow yourself to feel your whole body as a single organism. Continue to breathe naturally, letting yourself become deeply relaxed as you do. Now focus your awareness on your scalp and the area on the top of your head. Allow your attention to move systematically throughout this area. Be open and inquisitive. Try to feel the sensation in that area of your body as it is. Be aware of the quality of this sensation. You may feel tightness, tingling, pressure, stiffness, or nothing in particular. If there is no sensation, just notice. Whatever the sensation, just permit it to be what it is, without judgment. Now let go of those sensations in this part of the body and continue to breathe naturally. Now bring your attention to your face. For a few moments, focus on your forehead and temples, and become aware of any sensations in this area. Allow your attention to survey this part of your body with openness, simply accepting what is there. Note the quality of those sensations and relinquish them. Direct your awareness to your eyes and the area surrounding your eyes, and continue to note and accept the sensations you feel. If your mind has begun to wander from its attentiveness to the body, gently return it to where it should be. Now allow your attention to move to other parts of your face, focusing on the nose, cheeks, and mouth. Then become mindful of your chin, your jaw, and ears, all the while observing and accepting the sensations in these areas as they are. Move your awareness now to the back of your head and the top of your neck. Notice if there is tension, tingling, stiffness, or no sensation at all. Just take note of what you feel and let that be sufficient. Be aware and open to whatever you sense. Allow your attention to move down your neck and throat and to the top of your shoulders. Feel every aspect of these areas. Now bring your awareness to your arms. Feel the inside and outside of your upper arms, noticing any sensations as you move your attention down to the elbows, to your forearms, your wrists, and then your hands. Survey each of your fingers. Carefully try to feel every sensation, every bit of tension or pressure, tingling or lightness. Examine if the area feels warm or cool or has no sensation at all. Don't struggle with what you feel. Simply have a caring interest in what is happening. Try to be fully attentive to your experience. Now relinquish your attention to your arms and hands and direct it to the top of your chest, noticing any sensation as you move along. From the chest, follow the ribs to the upper back and to the shoulder blades. The sensation may be pleasurable, unpleasant, or simply absent. Accept whatever is there with gentleness and compassion. Next, let your attention move down the spine to your lower back, and then bring your awareness to the abdomen. Take a moment to feel yourself breathe as your belly and lower back expand and contract with each inhalation and exhalation. Feel the subtle movements of the breath, noticing the slight pressure of your clothing as you breathe. In this area of your body, you may feel sensations in your internal organs as they function to keep you alive. Allow your awareness to move to your hips and groin. If your mind has begun to drift, gently refocus your attention on this part of the body. Sense the physical impressions in this area and note their qualities. Accept each sensation as it is. Just observe and move on. Bring your attention to your upper legs. First, observe the way the muscles and skin of your inner thighs feel. And then do the same for the muscles and skin of your outer thighs. Slowly scan downward to your knees. Feel each and every sensation. Be aware of everything. And continue to breathe. If your mind has wandered, escort it back to where you want it to be. Continue to move your awareness down your legs, shifting attention to your shins and then your calves, noticing any tension or tingling, any pleasant or unpleasant feelings. Be mindful as you give attention to your ankles and heels, to the tops and soles of your feet, and finally, to your toes. Try to bring your awareness to each of your toes, one by one, feeling whatever sensation might be perceptible. Now allow your awareness to encompass your entire body. Take time to feel the sensation of being alive in this moment. You may feel deeply relaxed and suffused with a sense of well-being and peacefulness. You can return to this peacefulness at any time. When you are ready to end the meditation, slowly move your fingers and toes, and then your arms and legs. Open your eyes and gently move the other parts of your body. Then very carefully roll over to one side and use your arms and hands to bring yourself to a sitting position. Now that you've become acquainted with the basic features of the body scan, you should feel free to vary the practice in ways you find most beneficial. As I mentioned, the body scan can be performed in the sitting posture, or in a standing pose for that matter. You can conduct the practice at a faster or slower pace, as you find helpful or convenient. You can scan your body from toes to head, or from right to left, or left to right. The variations are many, and you should determine for yourself which possibilities you find most valuable in promoting awareness and relaxation. In a conversation later in this series, we'll talk about the importance of treating ourselves with compassion. Anticipating that discussion, let me say now that you can consider the body scan as one element in the practice of self-compassion. By carefully watching the various components of your body with curiosity and openness, you're extending to your own physical nature the same compassionate attentiveness you might offer to a good friend. Sometimes we find it harder to be kind to ourselves than we do to others. That difficulty reflects an estrangement within us. By giving our bodies compassionate attention, we come closer to healing that alienation.